Welcome to a realm where personal growth meets expansive spirituality and where we're not just scratching the surface. We're diving deep, widening our perspectives, and having a darn good time doing it. This is the Enlifen Podcast, and I am your host, Jen Hamilton. You'll enjoy an infusion of motivation, empowerment, and inspiration that will resonate in every aspect of your life. Expect captivating stories, heartfelt musings, and my own personal experiences. But that's not all. I'm bringing awe-inspiring individuals to the table, so get ready to meet some remarkable souls whose wisdom and stories will leave you spellbound. No topic is off limits here. Brace yourself for raw authenticity, unfiltered vulnerability, and yes, the occasional splash of explicit language. We're delving into the realms of the esoteric, mystical, and the woo-woo, unafraid to explore the extraordinary. So if you are ready to venture beyond the surface, to explore the depths of your soul, and to awaken the magic of life, if your heart says yes, then hit that play button and let the Enlifen Podcast guide you on this remarkable expedition. Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to another episode of the Enlifen Podcast. It is your host, Jen, here with a solo snippet, and I'm back from taking off 4 days last week. Now, it might not sound like much, but for me in my life, 4 days is a lot. So it was school holidays here for the Easter break, so my kids were away at their dad's side of the family. So I cleared my calendar and I booked this super cute little Airbnb in the rainforest up in the Sunshine Coast hinterland, and it was really good because there was very limited phone reception up there. Even the Wi-Fi at the Airbnb wasn't very good. So it meant that I just wasn't on my phone, or I wasn't on my computer going, oh, I'll just do this one little bit of work. And, you know, I love what I do. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't feel like work to me. I love creating. I love coaching. I love supporting people. I love writing. I love all of the facets of what I get to do. But I also know just how important downtime is, because what I find for myself is that when I have the chance to go through a reset and I come out the other side just feeling so much more inspired, so lit up, I feel so much more creative. And it was funny because I was having breakfast with a friend of mine this morning and I said to them, you know, when was the last time you took some really like intentional few days off? And he said it had been over 4 years. So he goes away on holidays and he goes away. He travels a lot for work as well. But there's no intentional downtime. He's still working throughout that whole time. And I find this so much with so many people that I work with. I say to them, you know, when was the last time you actually just took some like really conscious time off? When was the last time you said, I'm not picking up my phone, I'm not opening my laptop, I'm sitting down with a really good book, or just meditating, or staring at the ceiling? There is so much magic that can happen from just lying down and staring at the ceiling or the clouds. Cloud watching is such a powerful thing to do. If you haven't done that before, next time there's clouds outside, go lie in the driveway or the grass outside and just go stare at the clouds. It's really, really powerful. But there's something so magic in just taking this intentional downtime. It gives your nervous system a chance to reset. It gives your mind a chance to just relax. It gives those creative juices a chance to flow again, instead of just going in the rat race, going round and around and around in circles, hurrying through life, getting through the to-do list, getting all the things that need to be done and ticked off the list, to take intentional time to just be quiet, to be still, is going to be so much more powerful than any to-do list can ever be. I promise you that. So some of the things that I got to do on my few days away is I got to go for a really beautiful bushwalk, and I had to cross over a little flowing creek, a little waterway, which wasn't very deep at all. But on the way to cross it, I jumped over the rocks that I was able to. And on the way back, I thought, no, do you know what? I want to sit on the rocks and I want to put my feet in the water. And the water was so beautiful. It was fresh. It was flowing through like this little mini cascade the water had made. And it just rejuvenated my soul. I felt so connected to nature. I'd been in a bit of a funk just moving through some stuff that had come up for me that day, which, you know, also is the opportunity to just go through and just check in with yourself and check in with what's bothering you and finding ways to be able to move through it. And for me, I'm able to do that in nature. I find that nature gives me all of the answers that I could ever need. And so while I was sitting there, I had my feet in the water and just like feeling the water flow between my toes and sitting on this beautiful rock and just hearing the sounds of nature. And I really just felt so grounded in that moment. And I reminded myself, yes, I need to come back and do this more often. And I was so lucky because the Airbnb that I booked had a fireplace inside. So I got to, and it was cool enough too, as well, to sit by the fire. So I got to make a fire every day and just connect with the element of fire. You know, when we start to connect with the elements, we ask, what can this teach us? What is this teaching me? So what the element of fire was teaching me is to dance at my own rhythm. Like if you ever looked at a flame of the fire and just watched how it danced. I truly believe that fire is its own consciousness, and that's probably a conversation for a different day. But I feel like there's so much that we can learn just from sitting and watching fire, feeling its warmth, feeling, you know, the heat radiating from the fireplace just literally lit up my soul. Like I felt so at home, and learning to work with the fire in order to, you know, sustain the fire as well, to keep the log fire burning, and, you know, asking myself, where am I having to add more logs to my own fire to keep that burning within myself? The Airbnb that I stayed at also had the most gorgeous outdoor spa. And when I say like, it was the most beautiful spa I'd ever seen, it is true. It was like in a rainforest setting, like the whole place was like on this rainforest piece of land. And there was it was quite a large house. It was quite bigger than a cabin, but it was kind of like a really, really big cabin that I stayed in, and it's on someone else's land. So there is another cottage there that that the owners live at. And it was so private and so secluded, like we wouldn't even known that they were there. And this beautiful spa just out in the rainforest. And it was just the most stunning place to just sit and just be and to just relax. And I got to chill out and just read my book and just be with my thoughts. And I got to journal and I got to just cook nourishing food and just sit and slowly drink my cacao. And it was just everything that I had been craving. And, you know, we're already through the first quarter of the year. I mean, at time of recording, we're literally in mid-April at the moment. Like, where the fuck has this year gone? If anyone finds it, please let me know. I've been looking everywhere for it. But it just goes to show, when you are pushing so fast in life, time just completely slips away. So this is your reminder. This is your invitation. This is your sign to book the Airbnb or book the farm stay or book the remote location. Don't go and stay at a hotel in a city. It's too busy. It's no good for you. Just get out of the energy. Go and be in nature. Go and be somewhere where you can switch off. Go somewhere that you know will have minimum phone reception or Wi-Fi and just switch off. Take a good book, take your journal, take a sketch pad to draw, whatever it is that you want to do. This is your sign to go and do it, because even if it's 2 days, 3 days, your soul needs to recharge, reset. I promise you, you will come back feeling so much more inspired and creative and just like bouncing with life again. I have had so much energy since I came back, and it's because I chose to consciously reset. And so that is my invitation for today. Go and disconnect to reconnect. Anyway, beautiful soul, that is my solo snippet for today. And I hope that you now jump straight on to Airbnb or one of those apps where you can book some accommodation somewhere, even if it's a few months down the track. Just have it in the calendar ready to go and have something to look forward to. Trust me, your soul is whispering to you. It's knocking at you to just go and do the thing. So go and do the thing. I'm sending you so much love from my heart to yours, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I hope you love the Enlighten podcast, and the biggest compliment you can give me is subscribing to this podcast, sharing it, and leaving a rating and review. Feel free to follow me on Instagram. My handle is @JenHamiltonOfficial, and the podcast handle is Enlightened_podcast. You can also find the video version on YouTube on my channel. Just search Enlighten, and don't forget to hit subscribe. Have a beautiful day and enjoy living the enlightened journey of life.